Revelation chapter 19.
Later, I heard something in heaven. It sounded like the roar of a large crowd. The people were saying, "Hallelujah! The salvation, the glory, and the power belong to our God, because His decisions are true and fair. God has condemned the famous whore who used her sexual sin to spoil the world. She killed the servants of God, but He has avenged their blood." Again they said, "Hallelujah! She is burning, and her smoke will go up forever and ever." The 24 elders and the four beings fell down and worshipped God who was sitting on the throne. They said, "Amen, hallelujah." A voice came out from the throne, "Let all of God's servants, those who respect Him, unimportant and important people, praise our God." Then I heard something like the sound of a large crowd. It was like the roar of lots of water and loud thunder. "Hallelujah! The Lord our God rules. He is all-powerful. Let us rejoice and be glad, and let us give God the glory, because the wedding of the Lamb has come. His bride has prepared herself for Him. She was given clean, bright, fine linen to wear." The fine linen means the good things which holy people did. Then the angel said to me, "Write this down. The people who have been invited to the Lamb's wedding are happy. These are the true words of God." I fell down at the angel's feet to worship him, but he said to me, "Don't do that. Worship God. I am only a servant, like you and your brothers who have the truth that Jesus gave. The truth that Jesus gave is what inspires prophets. I saw heaven opened. Look, there was a white horse. The person who was riding on it was called Faithful and True. He judges fairly. He makes war. His eyes are like the flame of a fire. There are many crowns on his head. He has a name written on him. He is the only one who knows it. He is dressed with a robe dipped in blood. His name is the Message of God. The armies in heaven are following him on white horses. They are dressed in pure, white, fine linen. A sharp sword comes out of his mouth. He uses it to hit the nations. He will shepherd them with an iron rod. He will crush down the grapes of Almighty God's angry punishment in the winepress. He has this name written on his robe and on his thigh: King of Kings and Lord of Lords." I saw one angel standing in the sun. He shouted very loudly to all the birds flying around in the middle of the air, "Come, gather at God's great dinner. You will eat the flesh of kings, of commanders, of strong men, of horses and their riders, of all free men, of slaves, and of unimportant and important people." Then I saw the wild animal, the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered to fight against the one who was riding the white horse and against his army. The false prophet had performed so-called miracles in the presence of the wild animal. The false prophet had used these miracles to fool the people who received the mark of the wild animal and those who worshiped the wild animal's idol. But both the wild animal and the false prophet were captured and thrown alive into the fiery lake which burns with sulfur. The one who rode the white horse used the sword that came from his mouth to kill the other soldiers. All the birds ate up their flesh.